So I was at the gym today, and I was working out with my friend Logan, a good friend of mine. He's in the Army right now, but he comes back to like to his hometown whenever he's not there working. So we got to work at him, right? And haven't hit bench in a while. Kind of been out of the whole fitness routine. You know what happens with me? It's really weird. I'll go in and I'll be really consistent for a couple weeks, and then stuff starts happening, and then it throws off my whole schedule, and then like I'm not consistent, and then like my consistency fluctuates, and then it throws everything off. It's really annoying. It's really weird how it just seems to happen that way. Like I'll get in there consistent for 2 weeks, and all of a sudden it's like blah. Like I'm out of it. I'm missing days. I'm not having good workouts. I haven't really pinpointed exactly what's going on with that, my mentality, why that affects me so much. But you know what? It does. It is what it is, and we're going to get over it. Oh, wow, the train's going by right now. That's funny. Y'all probably can't hear it, but every single podcast I've done, I think in January, this has happened. Anyways, actually, no. There was one podcast that I did with Tanner, the most recent one. It didn't happen that one because I was in UNC. Anyways, all that being said, I was at the gym and I haven't hit bench in a while, but I was feeling strong. Like, I don't know what it is, but I was feeling pretty strong. I was feeling good about it. So I was like, let's do some flat bench. I started with my sets. I got up to 225, which has been the weight that I've struggled with for a long time, and I finally kind of got it. But I was like, you know what? I'm feeling good. And my friend Daniel, he's an amazing guy. He really is. He's huge. He's strong. He's trying to go pro in the NFL. But he was like, he's like, man, up it. He's like, look, that looked good. Try to up it or whatever. So I did, and I hit it. And it was one of those things, like it was my PR. I hit my PR, and that is the most, basically a PR, for those of you who don't know, is a personal record. So that's the most I've ever done. So I hit my PR. And then he was like, well, frick it, man. Throw on the 25s. So I had 225 on there. Well, I put 275 on there, which that's a lot for me. And it looked intimidating. It looked really big. And it was new territory. And I've never done it before. I've never experienced that type of weight before. And so I was kind of nervous. And it was getting to my head a little bit. You know, it was throwing me off. It was shaking me up. I was like, oh, man, this looks freaking heavy. My wrists hurt. And I don't have wrist straps. Blah, 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 blah. What's going on? I couldn't figure out how to get past this thing. And Daniel looked at me and he was like, 185, bro. It's 185. I was like, All right. And I immediately knew who he's talking about. What it basically was doing to me is 185 is that weight that I like. That's a good weight for me. It's a comfy weight. I'm explosive with it. I can get it up quick. At 185, that's a good rep weight for me. He's like, it's 185, man. It's 185. And that hit me really, really good. I don't know why, because you have people tell you all the time, oh, don't let it be intimidating to you. Don't let that affect you. But that particular time, and this is something Gary Vee talks about, you'll hear the same thing 1,000 times. You hear the exact same message, the exact same words, but it's that one time it'll hit you a certain way at a certain time when you're ready to receive it and you've got the right mindset about it and you internalize it and you grasp that concept and it becomes a part of your mentality. And today that's what happened with that 185 thing, right? And so he was like, it's 185. I get under there. I slap my head a couple times just to get me hype or whatever. Get tight, rear back, have Logan give me a lift off. And I hit it for a clean 275, not benching for like, haven't benched in over a week, and just went in there and killed it. And after that, man, there was just such this feeling of accomplishment and such a rewarding feeling by doing that. And in life, you're going to have situations where what's in front of you, the obstacle in front of you, looks intimidating, just like David and Goliath in the Bible. This is the thing. Is all these people, all these warriors, as a part of this giant army that were out there on the battlefield when Goliath was there, they were scared and they were afraid. They saw this big guy. They saw this obstacle, this thing, this new thing that they've never seen before. It was bigger. It was badder. It was more intimidating. it was a tough situation, and they didn't know what to do. They were scared and they were intimidated. But little old David Shepherd boy, he came out there and he wasn't afraid, right? Like, he went into it with a completely different perspective than all those other people did. And he had God on his side. That's the thing. That's what people don't realize, is like, David was named after the Father's own heart, right? Like, David is a man after God's own heart. That's what he's called. And it wasn't, if you actually study David and you look at him as a person, he committed, like, he sinned a lot. Like, some of the biggest, he committed some of the worst sins you possibly could. Now, you know, he slept with one of his soldiers' wives and then sent the guy out there to die on the battlefield. He basically killed the soldier, that way he could, like, cover it up, the fact that he was with Bathsheba. And, like, he wasn't, like, one of those people that were perfect, right? Like, he didn't always follow, like, everything and never mess up. He slipped up a lot. So how can he be a man after God's own heart if he committed sins like that, right? It's because he did everything God asked him to do. That is why he is a man after God's own heart. He slipped up, he sinned, he made mistakes, but we're human. And that's what happens. But he always did what God asked him to do. Whatever the cost, whatever it was, and his heart was for the Father. And his intention, and God knew that. And that's the thing, is after he would do things like that, he would feel so bad. And, like, he had genuine repentance for the things that he did. And he never said no to God. He never said no. Now, how can we apply that to our life, right? Because when he went to go slay Goliath, he had nothing on Goliath. If you're looking from a worldly perspective, if you look through the eyes of the world, you'll look at situations and you'll logically think, there's no way I don't have this. There's no way I can beat this. It's impossible. Look at him. He's 10 foot tall, has a spear twice the freaking length of my body. Like, there's no way I'm going to overcome this. That's right. You can't, if you're trying to attack it with worldly logic, with a worldly mindset and worldly resources. You're right. But we don't have worldly resources. We have supernatural resources. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, right? And that is where that supernatural power comes in, is we have the Holy Spirit on our side. We have God on our side, our Creator that knows us better than anyone, that can overcome any situation. And so when you go into things that look intimidating, that look scary, you have to attack that with a supernatural mindset, with a godly, a heavenly mindset, a kingdom mindset, right? Not a worldly mindset. And when I did that, I immediately knew. I was like, okay. I was like, all right, that's definitely going to be something that we talk about on the podcast. Because I just took that and God kind of started speaking to me. And he's like, Jabe, if you look at it through the eyes of the world, it looks hard, it looks intimidating, and you're going to think you can't do it. But you got me. And I was like, that's right. I got my man. I got the Lord on my side, and that makes all the difference. I don't know what you're going through right now. You might be having this season of life for you might be amazing. Right now, not going to lie, life's really good. Life's freaking awesome right now, and I'm really happy, and I'm really just grateful and thankful for everything God is doing in my life. But people can be happy and grateful when things are going good, but how do you react and how do you look at life whenever things go wrong? And I'm preparing for that season because I'm not the same person I was a few years ago. And so I'm really curious to see how I'm going to handle some big trial, big struggle, big thing now versus how I would a couple years ago. And I know it's coming. Okay, life isn't all rainbows and unicorns, folks. Like, it's not. It's hard. Life is very tough. And as a Christian, it's even more tough because you can't give in to the world. right? Like, you have, not only are, like, you have your basic human life things, like, you have to deal with, like, marriage and making money and raising a family and dealing with setbacks and blah, blah, blah. But then you add in being a Christian on top of that, or a follower of Christ. Hint, hint, if you haven't listened to that podcast, it was really good. You should go listen to it. But that adds a whole nother layer of complexion to this whole life thing, because not only are we having to overcome just our life struggles, but we're having to deny our flesh on a daily, hourly basis. And we all struggle with those things. And so we're having to try to live life, deny our flesh, serve the Lord, do His will, lead people to Christ. And while all of that's going on, a lot of the world's getting persecuted for it. On top of that, life's not easy. But if you go into life with that supernatural mindset, right, you can tackle those situations and you can overcome them, and you'll get through and you'll be like, man, I can't believe I did that. I would have never thought I could have hit that. I never would have thought I could have hit that 275 after not being, you know, I haven't been consistent. I haven't been into it. Like, the facts, the worldly logical facts don't line up. I shouldn't have been able to do that, but I went into it not in that case. I didn't like go into it like, okay, Lord, we're going to hit this 275. But you get the analogy, right? Like, I went into it like, oh, this is easy. I'm going to think about this. Like, this isn't a big deal. This isn't scary. This is intimidating, but it's 185. Well, it's 185 because I told myself that. But in life, like, the Lord is going to help you and remind you in, like, actual real life, like, tough situations, like, hey, it's 185, right? Like, we got this. It's almost like He's your spot, right? That's a really good way we could think about it, is he's your spotter, and you've got 275 on the bar, and you're about to hit it, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is gonna be so freaking heavy, there's no way. But just think about Jesus is there, and He's got His hands on the bar, and He's like, hey, it's 185, let's go. And He's helping you. And you can, man, that 185 is going to fly, or that 275 is going to fly, because He's got His hand on the bar and He's helping you get it up, right? Remember that. We're going to take that and run with it. 185. That's going to, let that be something in your mind that you kind of, that's like a little reminder, like, Lord, we got this. It's 185. Okay? 185. I like that. God's got you. Jesus has got His hand on the bar and He's going to help you get it up. It might be a struggle and it might be heavy, but He's not going to let the bar drop on your chest and crush your freaking lungs. He's never going to do that. He's always going to get the bar up. Even if we get not strong enough to lift it, which we aren't, we're not strong enough to lift the bar of life. And living in this world, we can't do it alone. But that's why we got Jesus. He's our spotter, and He's going to help us to keep that bar moving. Keep that bar moving. He might let you fight for it. You might think it's over. You might think that thing's going to fall in your chest because He ain't helping you get it up as quick as you want, but He's got His hand on it. He's going to help you overcome those situations. So remember that, okay? I know this is a short podcast, but I'm literally going to work in 20 minutes, but I was getting in my car and I was like, no, we gotta talk about this real quick. We gotta get this out there. So I love you guys. Remember that. 185. Jesus is your spotter, and He ain't going to let the bar, you know, crush you, okay? Supernatural mindset. We'll talk to you in the next one. Peace.